Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
These callers are going to kill me. Some of the most brutal people, shut up, that I've ever had to deal with.
I wouldn't be first in line for season of it. I want to be second in line. Jesus God.
Anyway, congratulations to Denise Hill, and hope Amanda does not kill herself. She'll have a chance to win something else, though. We've got lots of prize packages for you because we love you. It comes right from the heart. Why am I doing this? I could hurt myself. Dimitri, live and dangerously local, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get to hear me live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another radio station signal because this show has gotten so big that the signals that we're on aren't enough. We need more signals. We need more wattage. We need more firepower because the show has just taken off geometrically, exponentially, and bigly. So it's 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show. There's nothing to see. Unless I've got some guests, and then I just turn the camera to the guest, and now you've got something to see. Otherwise, it's just me, some idiot talking into a microphone, tapping the microphone with a red Sharpie that has gotten very, very dull, not very sharp at all. In any event, there's a mic flag. There is the Nail City Jeep Club little ducky that I got from Jennifer, who is a lovely human being from Shadyside. She is just the best. Purple hair, I know, but she is a lovely human being. And don't mess with her because her husband will just beat the crap out of you. He is so intimidating. Her husband is so intimidating. When I was there at Thomas Auto Center for the big fundraiser, Nail City Jeep Club, and Dave McLeod was wonderful. They're all wonderful. Jennifer's husband scared the crap out of me. And all he did was say, hello. But he got these massive muscles and he's got, you know, ink all over them and everything. And I was, oh, don't hurt me, please. Don't hurt me. Anyway, so be on your best behavior with Jennifer or else he will just turn you into it won't be pretty. Let's just put it that way. All right, nice guy, but scared the hell out of me. But of course, a lot of things scare the hell out of me. I'm pretty much of a wuss. You know, a spider will scare the hell out of me. I'm pathetic. I really am. Like, I'm telling you something you don't already know. All right, next. Oh, by the way, we have another prize package, which means we have to go through the phone psychodrama yet again. This will be for a pair of tickets for Gary Allen. Yes, Gary Allen is going to be at the Capitol Theater in November, but you can win a pair of tickets today, this morning, in this hour, spoiler alert, in this hour with me, Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network and the Facebook live stream. Again, if you've not made my phone number one of your favorites, you really need to do that because we're giving away lots of great stuff. It's 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri's Radio Studio Hotline. 740-325-1490. Next. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been doing magnificent work regarding public health, your health, more importantly, my health. He always stood up to Big Pharma. He was one of the first people, along with me and Naomi Wolf and some of the others, who were saying that this whole plandemic is a scam, that all the problems with the supposed vaccine, that's not even a vaccine, because even the CDC had to change its own definition of vaccine. And the more we pull back the curtain and see what Big Pharma and the medical industry had been doing to us, the angrier I get. I mean, I don't understand why people aren't in prison over this thing. I really don't understand it. Anyway, so Robert F. Kennedy Jr., anytime he has great information, the media, the corporate legacy, old media, almost never covers it because they're being propped up by the pharmaceutical industry, Big Pharma. The reason that you're seeing so many ads for so many different drugs essentially is buying off what's left of the old media to ensure they don't do any negative stories about Big Pharma. That's why you're seeing so many ads. It's as simple as that. And MSNBC, which, by the way, has a new name now, or is going to have a new name, MS Now, I think they're calling it, rearranging the deck chairs, of course, on the Lusitania. They're being propped up by Big Pharma, but so are so many of the other old media outlets. That's what's really happening. But what the Big Pharma had done with the medical community, the doctors and the hospitals, is really unconscionable. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., something that you need to hear, something that the media will not allow you to hear, but you do have me. You got Dimitri. You got the River Network app. You got Big Willie 105.5. You got the River Talk Radio Network. I'm all you've got. You don't believe me? You tell me if you've ever heard anyone else air this to give you all of this vital, disturbing, really, really disturbing information. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS Secretary. Let me ask you something. Should doctors make decisions based upon what's best for their patients or based upon what makes them the most money? It's not a tough question. We've inherited a healthcare system that constantly pushes doctors toward the latter. It rewards certain treatments not because they're better for the patient, but because someone profits. Take what happened during COVID. Hospitals were paid to report staff vaccination rates. Those numbers were fed into the National Healthcare Safety Network, then published on the CDC website to shame any hospital that refused to become an enforcer of federal vaccine mandates. Today, I'm proud to announce we've eliminated that policy by repealing a dangerous Biden-era provision in the CMS inpatient payment rule. And we're not stopping there. We're scanning every corner of the healthcare system for hidden incentives that corrupt medical judgment. What we're finding is alarming. Doctors are being paid to vaccinate, not to evaluate. They're pressured to follow the money, not the science. We've recently uncovered that more than 36,000 doctors had their Medicare reimbursements altered based upon childhood vaccination rates. That's not medicine. That's coercion. It's immoral. It has no place in a constitutional democracy or in a system that claims to protect children. Medical decisions should be made based upon one thing and one thing only: the well-being of the patient, never on a financial bonus or a government mandate. Patients deserve honest, uncorrupted advice from their doctors. Doctors deserve the freedom to use their training and to follow the science and speak the truth without fear of punishment. Doctors should be guided by medical judgment and their Hippocratic oath, not by financial incentives or government mandates. That's what this policy change is about, and it's just the beginning. Thank you very much.
Gee, I wonder why the media hasn't aired that. I wonder why the media hasn't told you anything about that. He's only the Secretary of Health and Human Services. It's all rigged, folks. It's all rigged. It's not journalism. It's propaganda press. I'm all you've got. You don't believe me? Fine. Who else aired this for you? Who else told you about this? This is beyond outrageous. Who else? Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network. And then Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, not Big Willie. Thursdays and Fridays, you get Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. I'm not sure if they're airing at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm not quite sure what. But it's on the River Talk Radio Network Thursdays and Fridays. And we still have great numbers regarding the Encore presentations. When we look at our app numbers, with the River Network app, we monitor the listenership for that app. And I got to tell you, I'm amazed. Because essentially these are repeat shows, Thursdays and Fridays. The repeats of Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And our numbers, our listenership on the app for our repeat shows, the Encore shows, the numbers are amazing. they beat so many of the different day parts. In fact, some of our stations, they're more popular than any segment of the radio station. My repeats, Thursdays and Fridays. It's unbelievable. It really is. All right. Follow me on Facebook. The Facebook profile page is Dimitri with three I's. The last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Asilaris, but add a V. Look for the one with the 7,500 followers. Be one of my followers on Facebook, and also be a follower on Big Willie 105.5, that Facebook page. I post a lot of really interesting things. I'm amazed at the number of reactions and the intensity of the reactions that I get with the things that I post on our Facebook pages, my profile page and also Big Willie 105.5. People lose their minds. I don't know why they do, but they do. And they go back and forth and argue and go, no, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. Me, I stay out of it. I'm going, you're all crazy. I don't know what I'm doing here. So, but by all means, be one of my followers on my profile page and also the Big Willie 105.5 page. If you want to send a message to management that, yes, you know, we want more of this. Yes, we are sadist or we're masochist. So, yes, we want more of Dimitri. It works either way. Whether you're a sadist or a masochist, you can be all in regarding Dimitri. It works either way. All right, I've got a pair of tickets. Not just any pair, but a very special pair of tickets that you're going to have a chance to win in this hour. And they are for Gary Allen. And that's for the big concert in Wheeling in November. You can win the tickets today in the next 45 or so minutes on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We've got a break coming up here, so we'll do it after the break. But you need that phone number and make it one of your favorites. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri's radio studio hotline, 740-325-1490. Got to talk with you just for a bit regarding some lame-ass talk show on the dying AM station, 1170 WWVA, where I used to work, where it used to be a great station. When I was there, I was the morning guy. We had a great team, great professionals. I had a great general manager, a great sales manager, just a great air staff. Kathy Fortunato, God rest her soul, and David Demarest, and Margie DeFeedy, and Bill Edgar, and of course, Darren Feast, and Finnegan was great with sports. Don Sloan was great with sports, and Stacy, and oh my God, it was just a wonderful, wonderful team. We did great radio. We did wonderful, wonderful radio. In fact, it was so great, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, that the company at the time, Clear Channel, said, Dimitri, you're too successful here in Wheeling. We're paying you too much money. I was literally too successful. And they said, we need to move you to Akron for a new talk station up there, and you're losing your job here at in Wheeling because you're too successful. And I said, well, I can't go up there because, you know, my kid lives with my ex, and so, you know, and that's in Pittsburgh, and so I couldn't go up to Akron. I couldn't see my kid. And they said, well, you're fired. First time in my life that I was fired because I was too successful. Try to wrap your mind around that. But that's radio. That's clear. That was Clear Channel radio. That is what happened. It was unbelievable. But we had a great, great team there. We really did. And that's why this saddens me so much. It is devolved now to farce. They have a program on there. Normally, I wouldn't even be talking about it because virtually nobody listens to it. But I just found out. I couldn't believe this. I actually found out that they blocked me. The show is called The Bloom Daddy Experience on 1170 WWVA. And it's all a lie because they say it's Sam and Otis. Well, Sam is actually a woman. That's not her real name. Her real name is Andrea. Otis, that's not his real name. His real name is, I think, Tim, and he works as a narc or something for the state to rat out places that sell liquor. And Bloom Dummy, David, is actually doing a show for Cleveland. So it's all a lie. It's all a lie. Sam is not Sam. Otis is not Otis. And Bloom Dummy is actually doing a show in Cleveland. But they want to give the illusion. They want to have you think that it is these three people and it's real. It's not real. It's all a lie. And the listeners can have picked up on that when you take a look at their Facebook page and their lack of any view, virtually any views and virtually any activity with their posts. I'll be talking more about this after this short break.